This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and inviting, perfect for spending time outdoors in Tel Aviv and Haifa. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies as the evening progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has confirmed the killing of key Hezbollah official Ali Musa Daktouk. This comes earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that U.S. President Donald Trump stated the Israeli attacks in Beirut should not have happened. This was in the past hour. Also this hour, an Iranian general warns that the Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. This update comes from JNS. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes Prime Minister Netanyahu failed to hold a crucial security assessment with Lapid. This happened earlier today. And finally, I-24 News informs us that the U.S. and Iran are edging closer to an agreement to end the regional war. This report is from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a defense analyst, posted just minutes ago that Israel has made it clear to Trump about responding if Iran launches against Israel. EIL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reports that Hezbollah claims responsibility for 17 attacks on Israeli troops and vehicles in southern Lebanon today. Al Arabiya English highlights that U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says a deal with Iran is still on track despite Israeli strikes, mentioning the need for Hezbollah to stop its rocket fire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF confirmed targeting Ali Musa Daktouk, believed to have been killed in Syria in 2024. This recent strike in Syria underscores continuing tensions with Hezbollah. The move is likely to escalate regional tensions further, affecting civilian safety. Turning to Walla's coverage, President Trump criticized Israel's actions in Beirut, fearing repercussions from Iran. This criticism adds complexity to U.S. Dash Israel relations, particularly as both countries navigate the fallout from Hezbollah's actions. Meanwhile, JNS reports an Iranian general's warning following the Israeli air raid in Beirut. This comes after Israel responded to drone strikes on the Galilee. The warning hints at possible retaliatory measures, raising concerns over regional stability. In earlier reporting from the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu's failure to consult with Lapid contravenes legal expectations. This has domestic implications, potentially impacting the Israeli coalition's unity and international diplomatic efforts. Finally, I-24 News notes progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations. Despite recent hostilities, diplomatic efforts continue to aim for regional peace. This could alter the geopolitical landscape, influencing future security arrangements. In financial news, first, from Ynet Business, SpaceX has set its IPO share price at $135, valuing the company at $1.77 trillion. This marks the largest IPO in history. Separately, Walla Business reports that Israeli cybersecurity firm Sierra has raised $600 million, now valued at $12 billion. Their revenues have tripled, underscoring significant growth. And finally, CTEC details that Iranian missile debris recently struck a northern Israeli airbase. The damage was minimal, affecting only a storage facility, yet highlights ongoing regional tensions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.